Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey guys, it's Candace
and Kayla, and we are directionally challenged.
We really thought we would have it all figured out by now,
but we don't.
No, we don't. We're trying.
We are. We're doing our best.
And today we are talking about being working moms, moms to be. Kayla, we're all pressuring you to have babies. We talked a lot about that before we got on the podcast and a little bit on the podcast. We were talking with our friends Cami Hebert, or Cami Miller. God, I'm so bad about calling her married name.
It's okay.
And Cologne Trude, some of our really great friends who own a company called Show Me Your Moo. It's a fabulous clothing line. They've had this business for 10 years. They've also been, I've known them since I was 16, 17.
It's a long time.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I visited Cami in college. I remember visiting them in their apartment in New York when they started the clothing line. And it was literally just like drapes of fabric in the kitchen. And it was four girls living in a two-bedroom apartment in New York City. Jack, you lived in New York for a long time.
I did live in New York.
Does that sound familiar?
Yes. I mean, the thing is, like, everything in New York is so insanely overly expensive that you just get used to, living in squalor.
kitchen/bedroom/ yeah. Studio.
Yeah, soon to be giant clothing line studio.
Yeah.
It's so cool to have heard their story about starting it in their kitchen, and then to now know that they have, 100 employees mm-hmm. now, and a store off of Abbot Kinney in Venice, California.
Yeah, that's very impressive.
Yeah, yeah. And a massive online culture, really.
Yeah, they are a brand mm-hmm. for sure. And now they both just had babies, and it's so fun. We get to love all over them, and everyone's having babies. Kayla, how do you feel?
Guys, I don't know. Okay. Today has been like so many babies. And I just feel like if there was a way to get pregnant artificially by being around babies, it probably happened today.
Is your uterus screaming and crying?
If it wasn't already, it is.
Is it like, Tana, come have a party in me?
Oh my God.
That's her husband. I'm sure he's going to really love that shout out.
God.
Dying right now. But it was really fun because Cologne brought her little baby today, and Riviera is 2 weeks old. She was so tiny, and she was born 5.5 pounds. So this little tiny baby came today.
Yeah,
it was
she's
really
a little
fun.
Teeny little bean.
Right? Yeah. I always forget that they are ever that little. Mm-hmm. And then when I remember where it comes out of, I'm like, yeah, I hope it's that little. Thank God they start off that little.
Totally.
Do you think about, if you think about babies, Kayla, do you think about how it would be being a working mom? Do you consider that? Do you factor that in?
Absolutely. I mean, the one thing I feel a lot of pressure with is having a really cool name, because I feel like you have Florence, which is a fantastic name and has so much meaning. Florence May. Mm-hmm. And do you want to share?
Yeah, my husband and I, we were engaged in the city of Florence in the month of May,
which is fantastic.
And so we came up with that when we were like drunk, you know, post engagement in Italy. I was like, Florence May should be a password because for our wedding account, because we won't forget where we were engaged or the month we were engaged. And he was like, if we ever have a daughter, that has to be her name. I was like, oh God.
That's a really good impression, by the
way. Yeah, that's exactly.
Just like
I love how he has an accent. Yeah.
Well, we were in Italy, guys.
And then Cammie's baby, Magnolia is the state flower for
Louisiana.
Oh, that's cool.
Where Cammie's from. I don't know. Riviera is Cologne's, which is such a beautiful name. I don't know. I know she just loves the Italian Riviera. So.
Riviera Wild.
It's great.
I know.
It's great.
I'm just so impressed how these ladies are able to run this super successful company while also being moms.
Yeah. And both of them moms.
Yeah. I know. That's really impressive to me, because I mean, I know that, you know, one is very, very new and she's like still technically on maternity leave right now, but it's not like she was like missing a step.
No.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, she was definitely like firing all cylinders talking about the business, and it's just very impressive.
I think
we know them well enough that we know that they're still on email. Mm-hmm. They're still checking off the list. Yeah. They're still like checking in with everything and making sure that the company's running how it should be running. Like, I don't think.
Yeah, I don't do any work when I get like a head cold. Yeah. I don't know how. I just can't imagine.
I think there's such a great example of when you find and you do what you love for work, you never want to stop. Because like Cammie says in the interview, she would work all day and then come home and still work. And you have to love your work to work that much. And I just really respect what they've accomplished and how easygoing and fun they are about the whole process. And I think that's part of their success, is you just can't help but not love them. They're just fantastic humans.
Yeah. And Candace, you were telling me off mic before about how, like, when you were a new mom, you had to basically explain like what that meant to the people that you worked with and worked for. Mm-hmm. And
yeah, I did a lot of research. I like to do a lot of research. I had every book. I had a book on like, here's just a doctor book on what happens when you have a baby and you're pregnant. And I read all of that.
Really?
With like postmark. Wow. Yeah, post-its. And then I had the like, here's how to meditate through your labor through art. And I like drew myself in my womb. And then I had like all the like midwifery books. Oh my God, I'm obsessed with those, where you get to learn how to like make animal noises when you're in labor. And you read all these stories about these hippies that would drive in a bus and like, and they'd like give birth around the country, and they all lived at a commune together, and it still exists in Tennessee.
What kind of animal noises do you make while
cows.
You're giving birth?
You really want to do cows. And like all the ways you can.
Wait, I'm sorry. What is this supposed to do? What does this do?
Like
helps the baby?
No, it like drops your, it like connects to
for
your
the
body.
Pain?
Yeah, it just, it relaxes.
Relaxes you.
It
okay,
relaxes
that makes sense.
You
okay.
And drops your organs
and
to
also
be more open.
Teaches the baby old McDonald.
Yeah. That's how they know all their animal noises when they come out.
So you moo.
You moo is like, it is a way, because I wanted to give birth naturally. Uh-huh. And I like to say that I labored naturally and then I had an epidural and she came out within right the second that I had the epidural.
Okay.
Yeah. But
you,
that's a whole
You were
other.
Sending all of us videos of you in a pool doing somersaults to try and get the baby to come.
I'm sure someone's going to have something crazy to say, because another thing I've learned about motherhood is everyone has an opinion. Uh-huh. My daughter was, they call it sunny side up. Basically, she was head down, but she was face up, and they're supposed to be face back. It just makes for a much more, it can be a longer delivery. It's much more painful in the back. Like for me, I don't remember my stomach feel like my stomach contractions. Easy, breezy, not a problem. My back was in so much pain that I had this like spasm machine on my back just to try to stop the pain. And wow. I wore it so long. Anytime I think about pregnancy, I think of my back labor. And so I was trying to flip her. And so in my like early stages of labor, when I was still having contractions, but they were just spread out more, we had a pool. We in our house in Denver that we have a pool. And so they, instead of like trying to do any inversions out of the pool, I would, they said, get in the water and you can try to like do some. So I did handstands and somersaults wow. while I was having contractions.
That must have felt so weird.
Yes, because I hadn't done a somersault in a pool in so long. And then I was like, how do I do this with this baby? And then I have to wait till I was like having a contraction, being like, oh God. And I'd like dive in into a somersault.
She's like synchronized swimming in labor, sending
us
videos. And not
like jumping into the pool. Like I was in the pool.
Yeah, sure. But did it work?
So eventually when she came out, like I ended up having to transfer to the hospital. I had meconium when my water finally broke, and that's an automatic transfer if you're at a midwifery. And so my midwife and doula came with us. And, but when Florence, like my contractions just like, it was unbearable at that point. I was dilating very quickly and I didn't know if I was going to stall. So I got the epidural. The second that it's, because it takes 30 minutes for the epidural to work.
Right.
So the second it stopped working, I was like, oh, well, at least I can sleep, because I'd been up for three. This is my third day of not sleeping and having contractions. So I was like, at least I can sleep now. And they're like, she's ready to come out and you need to get her out right now. Time to start pushing. And when I finally did get her out, which was like 30 minutes later, the midwife was like, she was turned. And I was like, yay, I did it.
Wow.
How's it going down there, guys?
I have never heard of that. That's so fascinating.
Yeah, it was so weird. It's the weirdest things. My whole birth story, though, nothing went according to plan. Like, I was really stressed about eating because I read so many things about women not eating enough food. So I just kept being like, I had all these like food plans that I couldn't, it was so weird, guys. I just got so in my head.
I love you, but I've never seen that as an issue in your life.
I'm usually so good about eating, but I was so stressed that I wasn't going to have enough food and energy to push this baby out. I get really into that stuff. So a lot of studying that I also did was, but the thing that I didn't think about was going back to work.
Yeah.
So I found one book that really helped me. All the other books were about like pumping and how to breastfeed your child, but nothing was about, hey, you're a working woman. How do you handle this in the office?
Yeah.
And so
how do you talk to a bunch of dumb dudes?
How do you talk to a bunch of dudes? And I was the first actress to have a child on our show and be pregnant. And any of the women who had babies had maternity leaves or took chunks of time off and they didn't come back right away or they just went back home because we were on location. So I luckily had worked with these men for a long time and was able to sit down and say, you know, I have an office that already has a refrigerator. So my biggest concern is I need to pump. Like I need to. So if we're in the middle of a scene, which is very expensive. A minute of filming, as you know, Kayla, and you know, Jack,
that's
expensive. Mm-hmm. Like if someone's like, excuse me, even if someone has to pee, if an actor has to pee in the middle of the scene, it's kind of like, really? You couldn't hold it? Mm-hmm. Jeez, get your shit together.
Yeah.
But I was close enough with our ADs and with my producers, I could kind of spell out what I needed and they heard me and were open to it. And so I just would literally look at our AD and he has kids with his wife. So I would just look at him and he'd go, all right, guys, we're going to take a 15-minute break.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And they would hold the set so I could go to my office and pump.
Wow. That's
every 3 hours.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great. That's great that they were so accommodating.
Yeah. And
understanding.
But that's what made me so appreciative and then so sad for the working moms that don't have that opportunity.
Sure.
And that dialogue isn't invited into the space. Because that's the norm. It's not normal to be able to stop a meeting to be like, hey guys, I'm gonna go breastfeed my baby or go pump. And that's why I think it's so incredible that there's now women who are working in Washington that are in important meetings being like, I have to breastfeed my baby and I'm going to be sitting here all day. And guess what? I'm going to have to do it right here. Mm-hmm. And I can still do my job at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that that's incredible. And it's not discussed enough. Not necessarily. I think it's more, what's crazy to me is the idea of breastfeeding is discussed more than just the opportunity for women to have a choice within an office space of doing that and balancing that. It's more like free the nipple as opposed to, hey, this is something that you need to do. And also we can respect you as an employee.
Right.
It's not looked at it from that perspective.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yet. That's why we're starting this dialogue, right?
Yes. And that's why I'm so happy that we have Cammie and Cologne here to talk about how they are balancing their work, mama, moo moo life. And
back to the moos.
Back to the moos.
This podcast is brought to you by Showtime and the acclaimed comedy series, Smilf. Bridget Bird is a 20-something single mom from South Boston doing her best to juggle life, work, and relationships, all while staying true to herself and creating a better life for her son, Larry. Starring Frankie Shaw, Rosie O'Donnell, and Connie Britton. Don't miss the return of Smilf. New episodes every Sunday, only on Showtime.
Want to save money, save the planet, and look good doing it? It doesn't get any better than ThredUp. ThredUp is the largest online consignment and thrift store where you can shop high-quality pieces for up to 90% off estimated retail. They have over 35,000 brands, ranging from Gap to Gucci. You can find a Coach purse for $10, Anthropologie dress for $6, and Lululemon tank for $10. Plus, if you go to thredup.com/challenged today, you'll get an extra 30% off your first order. So instead of digging through clothing racks, ThredUp provides the comfort of shopping online with insane deals of thrifting. It's super easy and fun to shop. You can save your favorite brands, sizes, and filter for exactly what you want. They have so many cute things and they add thousands of new items every day. So let's look good and do good this year with ThredUp. I went online and checked it out. It makes it so simple for you to get exactly what you want at a fraction of the price. So go to thredup.com/challenged for an extra 30% off your first order. That's thredup.com/challenged with a D. ThredUp.com/challenged for an extra 30% off today. Terms apply.
We're so excited. We have some really great guests today. Cammie and Cologne from Show Me Your Moo Moo.
Obviously, we're just excited because we've known you guys forever. And now we get to know you guys as mommies. And we really wanted you guys to come and talk to us and share your stories with our listeners about being mamas and mamas who also own their own business. So you guys have owned Show Me Your Moo Moo for how long?
We started Moo Moo about 9 years ago. Wow. Is that right?
Yeah. Like 8 or 9.
8 or 9 years ago. And we were roommates in New York when we started the company. We eventually moved everything to LA. Now we live in Venice. We worked there for a while, and then now we work downtown, but we still live in Venice, and we have our first store in Venice, which is very exciting, too.
And you guys both got married within a year of each other, almost?
Yes. Yeah. With months.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, matter
We do
months.
Everything the same.
How far apart are your babies?
2.5 months.
Oh, my God.
So crazy.
They're close, too.
That's but wild. They're very different in size because babies grow very fast. Very I've learned my size. Baby looks humongous next to Clone's baby right now because it's like the difference between a newborn and 3 months is so crazy.
It's so crazy.
What? So Cammie is back at work. You're back at work.
Yes.
And Magnolia, your daughter, is how old?
She's 3 months old. 3 months and a week to be exact.
And Cologne, you're in the post, you're in like the the what they call fresh. The fourth trimester.
yeah so Riviera is 2 weeks old, so yeah, she's still really fresh
and sleeping like a sweet little Aunt Getty's baby.
She mostly sleeps and eats and poops, and that's pretty much it so far.
You're in like full mama mode.
Is it
what you thought it would be?
I guess. I mean, it's like I didn't have a lot of expectations because everyone always says it's like you can't really explain it until you get there. But yeah, I mean, it's very extremely busy, and I didn't know like how busy it was going to be for just taking care of like one sleeping infant. Like you, I just, the breastfeeding thing is just the most challenging.
Yeah.
And like, I heard it was challenging, but it's definitely something you don't know until you know.
Because you're a human milk machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like pretty painful.
Yeah.
So it's like,
are you getting any sleep?
She's a good sleeper. I mean, that being said, I wake up 2 to 3 times a night to feed her, if not more. So it's definitely different than like sleeping through the night. And, you know, it's challenging. You never like fully feel rested. I think it's more the anticipation of going to bed, knowing that you're going to be awake in a couple hours, mm-hmm. is the most like, that part's kind of, it's like, I almost don't want to go to bed. I'm like, I'll just hang
What's
out
the
until
point?
You're ready to eat again. Cause it's like, yeah, it's kind of quick.
So before you guys actually had your babies, what was your plan when you were like, okay, we've got this awesome company. We're bosses. We're going to bust out these babies and then we're just gonna go back to work and be boss bitches. Like, what is, like, did you guys have like one version in your mind of what you thought it was gonna look like, and now you're living in that reality? Like, what did you think it was gonna be like before?
I don't think we thought it through very much.
No.
But it was very interesting. Everyone's experience is so different, and I say there's like a handful of things, and not everyone has them easy, and not everyone has all of them hard. Mm-hmm. So like the first step is getting pregnant, mm-hmm. which for me took a very long time, and I was ready to start trying before Cologne. So then when I finally was able to get pregnant, probably after like 8 or 9 months, Cologne was now like, okay, I think I'm ready to get pregnant. I'm not really ready, but since
not
it took
ready.
You so long, it's probably going to take me a long time. So I'll just start now because I'll have, you know, 6 or however. Nope. Cologne got pregnant right away.
Yeah, too soon. No, it was fine. So but I was like, okay, shit, I'm pregnant.
Yeah. So you never know, like with that first step, if it's going to be easy or hard. And then the next thing is obviously being pregnant. Some people seem to be like professional and some people are really bad at it. Just depends. Then you have to have a baby. Mm-hmm. And then you keep the baby alive. So like those are the things.
Responsibility
it's
is
not
a lot
easy
in the beginning.
All the way through for everyone. And I don't think it's hard all the way through for everyone. Everyone like is good at some of it and struggles, I think, harder with some of it.
Well, you worked throughout your pregnancy. You both did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was that like?
I mean, I expected the worst with pregnancy, so I think that my actual pregnancy wasn't as bad as I thought it would be. You go through so many different phases of pregnancy. Like, the beginning was probably the hardest, like the very beginning when you're not allowed to tell anyone and you feel very pregnant and you're sick and you're still fit into all your normal clothes. So, like, no, it's just such, that's the weirdest part of pregnancy for me because it was like, I just felt the worst and you're not allowed to talk about it.
Did you feel like your brain was starting to shut down on itself a little bit?
It
like,
kind
did you have
of, and I was
brain?
Just exhausted and nauseous and like, I couldn't, you have to eat all the time. It's just, your body was just going through so many changes.
Probably the act of wanting everyone to think everything's the same still, but
yeah,
you feel
and then
so different.
You want to be like, I'm pregnant, and so treat me different, but you can't. Yeah. So like, that was the hardest.
Especially
at work,
when you're the boss.
I was just like, yeah, and you can't like go home and have a glass of wine and just relax. Mm-hmm. Like, it's like pretty much like just going through a lot of changes all around. And so yeah, that was hardest for me at work, I think. And then when I actually like could be pregnant and like, I don't know. I think then everyone kind of does treat you like they're a little bit easier on you than I think they would be if you weren't pregnant. Mm-hmm. And then for me, at least, like my pregnancy, I felt great the rest of it. So it was more the beginning that was tough. But yeah, I mean, I think that, I don't know. It was working pregnant definitely is easier than working with a baby. I'm sure.
That's what I want to know. So I don't.
I mean, I haven't been there yet, but
Cammy,
I'm sure
will you take us through that? And
so
then
far harder.
I don't have a baby yet, but I really want to prepare myself the best I can. So what is life like post baby, while you also are managing a huge corporation?
Yes. It in one word to sum it up, it's crazy, which I'm sure you can imagine. And you try to prepare yourself. I mean, I ask Candace probably a million questions because I still ask her a million questions because she has been through it. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, definitely finding someone you trust that has done it before is so nice to like just get their feedback and opinions because you can read a million books and go on Google a million times and you'll hear like a million different pieces of advice and you kind of start to go crazy. But I mean, I think for me, the main thing is you really start to realize you have a limited amount of energy in every day. So you don't have time. I don't have time right now to waste my energy. So I have to make sure that I work smarter than I used to. I mean, I used to be able to like sit and chat for 15 minutes when I walked into this person or that. And now I'm definitely more aware of how much time I have in every day, because any minute that I'm not doing good work, I would rather be home right now with my little baby, because it's so hard to leave them when they're this small. They, you know, they need their moms and you feel bad. So it's just, I've definitely had to learn how to not waste time.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
How to work efficiently, you know, how to get off my phone and like be in the work zone when I'm at work. And then when I'm at home, I guess the same thing, being at home when I'm at home and not having my phone out, not checking my emails. I used to come home and keep working, and now I'm really drawing like a fine line in between my day.
That's fantastic life advice in general.
Yeah, like why can't we all do that before we're pregnant? I don't know. That's what, exactly. People should be doing that without a baby. So if you can get yourself in that habit now, then you're already a step ahead when you're coming home to a little baby. But yeah, it's crazy and it's hard. And I think everyone needs to decide, you know, what's best for your family. And if working is important to you and something that makes you the best version of yourself, you don't need to feel like all because you have a baby, you can't do that anymore. Because your baby needs you to be the best mom you can be. And for some people, that's not losing your independence or your achievements or that type of thing. So I feel like the times are definitely changing in a positive way, where people are encouraged to work if that's their choice. But in this, on the same thing, like if you feel like you want to stay at home and be a full-time mom and leave your job, you should feel 100% like you can do that. Like you really, how can you be the best mom? And if working is going to help you be the best mom, do it. And if it's not, then don't. We're almost there. We're not quite there, but I just wish people felt like, you know, you do you, and whatever that is okay.
Have you felt guilty for wanting to go back to work? Has that ever creeped into either of your brains?
Absolutely, because like when you're at work, you don't have to do anything.
Except produce milk.
Except produce
and
milk.
And wash a lot of milk parts.
Right. Yeah. That's a whole nother thing. But, you know, I think any new mom knows that getting a couple hours of a break is like a nice thing. So there are parts of being at work that are certainly nice.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
It's time to get more in 2024. I know for me, one of my goals is to feel really strong this year. And honestly, so far, so good. because that's where 310 Nutrition comes in. It's helping me and our listeners in the new year with protein and super rich food products with so many options and flavors. Right now I have the chocolate bliss and caramel sundae, and they are both so delicious. I have to hide them from my husband so that he doesn't steal them too. They're a triplex protein blend, plant-based proteins that include pea, brown rice, and pumpkin that leave me feeling full. 310 Nutrition also has a hydrate electrolyte drink mix. My favorite is the peach mango flavor. So not only am I hydrating and drinking water, I have an electrolyte blend, vitamin blend, and it's sugar-free. With one stick of hydrate mix into 16 ounces of water, and it can provide the same amount of hydration equal to drinking 2 to 3 bottles of water. Thank you. This way I can keep my resolution, keep feeling strong, have greater focus, feel refreshed, and maintain my hydration without having to drink as much. One of my favorite refreshing water enhancers they have is the lemonade flavor. It gives me energy. This one's also sugar-free. It's used with real lemons and it's pH balanced. And this also offers the same hydration as 2 to 3 bottles of water. Right now, 310 is celebrating a new year of goals with code CHALLENGED and giving our listeners 50% off up to $100 for your first order. With so many sample packs, new products, it's really fun and easy to put together an order or start a subscription on products that you know you'll use and will help you keep your resolution. So go to 310nutrition.com and use the code CHALLENGED right now for 50% up to $100 for your first order. That's 310-nutrition.com and use code CHALLENGED. It's all the good stuff your body needs in flavors you crave. So be healthier effortlessly.
You're not having to do 1,000 things at once and that, but you know, then if your nanny or your husband sends you a photo of your baby, you like melt and die in your seat. So.
Yeah. I always felt really guilty. I felt really guilty for being at work. And then I felt like, and then I was like, okay, just bring the baby to work. And I had this whole like, you know, rocker thing set up. And I was like, I'll just feed her in between scenes. And then I would be like, no, because now I can't focus on the job that I need to do because now I'm just like focusing on my baby, which is what I should be doing, except I shouldn't be doing that here because this is my freaking job. My job. I'm like being paid to go out there on a set and do my job. And now I'm just getting distracted is a terrible word, but I just felt like I just couldn't. I felt guilty every time I was at home. I felt like I should have been like studying lines or being more aggressive on trying to
balance both.
And then anytime I was at work, I was like, I should be at home and I should be taking her to the pediatrician and, you know, I should be teaching her sign language, which I didn't even know she knew until like someone told me she was really good at it. And I was like, my daughter does not know sign language. And they're like, no, she does. Look at this video. And I was like, oh my God, she knows sign language. And I didn't even know sign language. And I was like, I'm the worst mom.
Yeah, that's going to be so hard. But I mean, I think what it comes down to for us too, that is very lucky. And I think what keeps it going and working is that, like, I mean, I've been out of work now for a few weeks because I'm kind of on that moo-moo maternity leave where I'm working from home a little bit, but mostly just concentrating on the baby. But, I mean, we love what we do and we love working at Moo Moo. And I think, like, I love so much about, you know, what we've created and the girls that work there. And it's just such amazing work environment that, I mean, you miss it so much. Like, even though it is tough and then being a mom is tough, but both are just such rewarding experiences that, like, you do want to do both. So, I mean, I think that helps it make it a little bit easier because, like, you go to work and you love it and you come home and you love being a mom. But, I mean, I haven't gotten there yet, so I haven't had to do both. But you're right. I'm terrified, but I know that it will work. It will work out.
You can still feel that fulfillment, and it shouldn't feel bad. Like, you can still feel fulfillment from work in a different way that you might not feel at home with your child. At least that's how I feel. Like,
It is like another baby that we have to take care of.
Going back to you bringing up how all the Moo Moo girls are so fantastic, how do you guys, that's what I want to know, how do you hire people knowing you have created such a wonderful group of women that you guys work with every day? And I see you guys all the time at work and also, you know, out at hanging out outside of work. What do you look for when you hire someone to create that environment?
Well, I always stalk their Instagram. So for anyone looking for a new job, you better clean that up.
Yeah, she's or just, Cammy San Diego.
Don't go private because then
don't go private because then you look like a freak.
Keep it public.
So, but when you stalk their Instagram, what do you look for, or what do you not want to see? Or
well, I guess we're such a lifestyle brand, so I love when we hire someone that naturally fits into the Mumu lifestyle, which we think is someone who likes to be social and work hard and play hard, likes to travel, like all that kind of stuff. So I guess like when I look for someone's Instagram, and also, you know, be responsible. Like if you go on someone's Instagram and it is like crazy, you know, it's just like for Mumu, if you were applying for a job at Mumu, this wouldn't be everywhere. It should be a hint of crazy. We should maybe see like, a little margarita at sunset pic, yeah. But like nothing too wild.
Yeah.
Because, you know, I would question why you were putting that out to the world, mm-hmm. for sure. But also someone that, you know, has an interest in what we do, which is like being a fashion lifestyle brand. And I think that can really come across sometimes. Obviously, in all different like careers and paths, your Instagram might not play a huge role. But in the fashion world, I definitely think it does. Mm-hmm. Like everyone that works for us also, you know, will do all sorts of stuff after work or do trips together and photo shoots. And, you know, we want to show the girls that work for us on our Instagram. We want them posting on their Instagram. So that's an important part of what we do. But aside from that, we have always hired people. We're okay with someone having less experience if they have like the heart and the vibe and like what we're looking for. So I definitely always tell young girls like, okay, you may not have as much experience as this job is asking for, but if you know in your heart you'd be good at it, send your resume, mm-hmm. try to get the interview, because we have often hired people that maybe had a little less experience than what we were looking for, but there was just a feeling. Mm-hmm. We were just like, this person is going to be great at this job and we can teach them what they don't know, but you can't teach someone how to be the right person.
Love that.
Yeah. It's like, I mean, Cammy and I both like, and you know, so many people at the Mumu office, it's not an easy job. Like it is very, as much as it probably looks like it's kind of like we're having a blast all the time, which we do have a lot of fun. It is extremely like tough and we all work very hard, every day. So I feel like it's like, we want that in our employees and we want to see that. And you can kind of, usually you can tell that pretty quickly when somebody's, you know, an extremely hard worker and very responsible, but also, you know, knows how to smile and laugh and have a good time. And I think that's like just a great mix for Mumu, is someone who takes the job very seriously, but can also get along with everyone around them and enjoy the job and loves it. Cause that'll come out too. Mm-hmm. Like you want them to care about their job. Because we care so much and it's, you know, we can't be, it used to be just us two, but now there's so many people handling so many parts of the business and we want them to care about it just like the same way we care.
Mm-hmm. How many employees do you guys have now?
There's a lot.
With your mom brain, sorry.
There's a lot of people now.
Malone does numbers.
We just took our warehouse in-house, so that added a lot of people.
Oh, wow.
All at one day, but we just have over 100 now. Oh, wow. So there's a lot. There's a lot of Mumu girls and some boys.
Have you had any other Mumu mamas within the company?
There are a few.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We have a few. Yeah. a few people came onto the team already having children, and then we've had two babies born before ours within mm-hmm. the company.
Did you get a chance to learn? Like, do you feel owning a business, did you kind of have an idea of what you needed to support pregnant moms before going through it? Because I didn't even know what to expect on like a show. I didn't know to be, I read a book that I gave to you, Cammy, called Work Pump Repeat.
Oh
yes.
My gosh.
And I wrote down the name.
That is the
Jessica
truth.
Shortall. Any working woman out there that is going to go back to work after having their baby, this book gave me the best outline on how to talk to your bosses, what your rights are as a working mom, as a mm-hmm. traveling mom. And because I didn't even know, like, oh, yeah, I should probably sit down with my employers and just say, hey, I need to pump while I'm at work and yeah. I need a place to do that and I need a time schedule to do that and I need a refrigerator and all those things that you don't think about that just add to being a working mom.
Yeah, I definitely think actually going through it myself, I see so many areas where we can improve for the future moms, because it's hard to know till you know.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Which parts were the biggest things where you're like, oh, maybe I didn't even think of that.
The pumping.
The pumping.
Yeah. I'm like, and already I'm like, where the hell am I going to pump?
Yeah. Like, yeah. We need have a conference pumping tent. Rooms. We need to set it up and make it all nice. I'm sort of, I just do it right there in the middle of the meeting. I don't, is that, I don't know if that's like illegal, but.
No, it's everyone loves it. It's not a big deal. It's hilarious.
We're a mostly female company. So we're in, I'm in all female meetings all day and everyone luckily is comfortable with it. And for me, like I said, I'm trying to maximize my time. I'd rather just pump, eat my lunch, do the meeting all at once. That's not for everybody. And that's what I'm realizing. So we need to make sure we have the office set up. And I think Cologne will be a great guinea pig because Cologne is definitely more modest. So we'll get the mommy area all set at the office.
It might change after. I'm like, I'm over this. I'm just going to bump into meetings, but we'll see. In the beginning, I'll try.
You're just going to be airing them out.
Yeah.
I always felt weird. Like, I was fine if it was just girls, like all of us girls hanging out. But I just never felt comfortable with, like, even guy friends that I knew.
No.
And even at work, I would always use a cover. The only time I didn't use a cover, I was running so late. I got called into work last minute. And I posted a picture on social media a while back talking about breastfeeding. But I literally, it was one of those moments that I thought was going to be the most glamorous, like Gisele Bündchen stylized breastfeeding picture, where I was like, one day I want to take a picture where I'm in hair and makeup and like breastfeeding my baby with my manicure. And instead I got called in because one of the actors had to like run to the hospital. And I had no nanny because she had the day off with her kids. I had Joe was out of town. All of my friends were at their own work and only one could come when she was done. And so I ran to hair and makeup. I only had like a little bit of formula left and she was hungry. And I had 4 pages of dialogue to memorize that I had no idea, which you guys know, it's like mommy brain is so bad. And I just remember sitting there and I was like breastfeeding her and the blanket was so hot. So finally I was just like, took it off and I was like, I'm sorry if everyone's fine with this. And they're like, it's fine. And I was getting my hair done and like my makeup done and I was trying to read the lines with someone and someone like snapped the picture. And I was like, well, I did not feel glamorous, but at least I have photographic evidence.
That's so cool.
And Gisele Bündchen makes it look real pretty.
It is not. No, it's not pretty. No, I mean, at least I am not.
She makes everything
not there
look
yet.
Pretty.
I know.
It's not real.
But
it's
no, I like to cover it up. I respect women that are all like, free the nipple and the boob. And I'm like, you do that. I'm going to be hiding under this blanket in solidarity.
I'm not there yet where I can like do it in public. But I do think too, like how what Cammy was saying, at our office, like it is all pretty much all girls and no one would care if you were pumping like in public or wherever in the meeting room, but we really should probably create a space for people. I'm surprised they didn't request it. Like I don't really know where they were doing it.
They were doing it
in their cars,
the photo studio.
Oh, actually that's a great place.
The photo studio is a great place for pumping. But yeah, I think Cologne will be our guinea pig to so we get that awesome space that we should have already had but we didn't realize it until we were in it ourselves.
I have a question for all three of you going through everything that you've just been through. After you give birth and you have a little one, do your feelings towards your own mother change at all? An appreciation for going through that for you? Or
I apologize to my mom on a daily basis. Like it's changed my relationship with both of my parents.
Has it?
Where even I was in Montana with my family a few months ago and I had like time with my mom and time with my dad. And with my dad, I was like, I was so hard on you for what you were balancing with your job and being a dad. And he was, you know, it was so sweet. Just like, I just always felt guilty. And we just had like, And, and even with my mom, I'm like, you know, my mom was like, yeah, you always thought that you knew better, but I just try to give you your space. I was like, Mom, you did such a good job and like talking me down and giving me that space. And then as a baby, like she back in the '87, back in the olden days, ladies, which we all were a part of, my mom had 2 weeks off from her job because they didn't have maternity leave.
Oh my gosh.
So she was an engineer and so she had 2 weeks.
Well,
so
they don't even have, now it's not even like in four, like you don't have to give, like we have our own maternity policy, but you don't legally have to give it one. It's pretty crazy.
Which is so crazy. Now going through
it. I can't imagine. I could not go to work right now. I mean, I could, but it would be horrible.
Yeah.
I would be asleep.
Yeah.
And people need to give paternity leave.
Yes.
It is mind blowing to me that you're expected to do it all by yourself and your husband's expected to go straight back to work, not spend any time with his baby. And unfortunately, that's normal. Luckily, my husband's a writer and works from home. And so we both were able to take the time off. And the first month, everyone would see me and say, wow, you don't look like you've lost your mind yet, or you look well rested. And I'm thinking it's because we have two people caring for this baby around the clock, and we could tag team. When you start to fall, you pick the other one up and vice versa. And after going through it, I truly cannot believe that more companies don't offer paternity leave. And I know it's sort of something that's starting to happen, and with some of those bigger like Googles and Facebooks, and they do it. Mm-hmm. And I just hope the rest of the country and the world, that is something that starts to happen more and more, because it's, I can't believe it.
Well, I think in the rest of the world, I know a lot of Europe give paternity leave, and maternity leave is paid for a year. Yeah. And actually, it's really,
you're
just
right.
Us
not the rest of the world,
the US.
Our country.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're very right, Kayla.
I could open up a whole other bag of worms of what's going on in this country right now.
But we are, we're proud to be American, but we'd like to work on paternity, maternity leave for everyone, for sure.
Yeah, you definitely need it after going through it. Like, you're just too busy. I mean, there's too much. I can't get out of the house like before 11, even though I'm awake. Like, it's so tough.
Do you guys feel
to feed like every hour?
Like, you've seen on social media this. Do you feel like you want to share things that are hard on social media as like, is it moms with a platform, or do you feel like you want to keep it to yourself? Do you feel like there's some people who try to paint it as this easy picture?
I go back and forth. I definitely look at other people like you and other people, and I know sometimes when you share, you get negative feedback, which is not the point of sharing. The point of sharing is to let people know what you're going through and this and that. But because of the way the world works right now and internet bullies and stuff, I definitely have a level of anxiety before I put any photo up. Like, is that blanket in a weird spot? Is her this on weird? Is her sock on correctly? Like, I find myself being so scared about something being wrong and people mommy shaming me that sometimes I'm hesitant to post. And it really shouldn't be that way. Like, mommy shaming should not even be a thing. That's crazy to me that instead people should be lifting people up. And, you know, maybe you say, oh, I used to do my baby's sock like that too, but I found if you turn it around, it's better. Yeah. Like, if it's really coming from a good place, you can find a way to say it, you know? Yeah, and
that's such great advice.
But
I've
tried to like overcome that fear, because I have found when I do share, especially like the harder stuff, people, they like to hear it. They like to connect. They want to talk about it, because so many people are going through the exact same thing you are in that exact moment. And you do feel less alone when someone else is going through it with you, even if you don't know them. It's true. So I'm like, I'm still figuring that out, but I definitely want to force myself to do more and more and engage with people, because I think it's important to show the good stuff and the bad stuff, both.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I'm so bad at social media right now. I feel like I like can barely even post, but when I do, it's like just some pictures here and there to show people what the baby looks like.
Well, yeah, you're raising a 2-week-old human.
But I mean, yeah, it's good to do the real stuff for sure. I think that I have a little bit of a harder time like putting my real life out there as much, because I have a little bit more protection over like my husband and my baby and my life a little bit. I don't know why, but I think it's like kind of what you guys are saying. Like, it's just like hard to get if any feedback about stuff that you don't want to hear. It's difficult. So it's a little easier just to do the positive stuff. But I think that it is good, and I love when other people do it. So it's something that definitely, and as you become a mom, you become more aware of it. And I think like want to be more real for people, because it's, you know, it's not easy. And I do feel like all we've really talked about is the challenges so far. Like, there's also great stuff too.
Share that with us.
Having a baby is awesome.
It's honestly the best thing ever. But like,
what
it
makes
is
it the best thing ever for those of us that haven't had those moments yet? What makes it the best thing ever? What makes you go through all that pain, all that, I don't know if suffering's the right word, but what makes you go through all that again and again?
Yeah, I mean, that I just, because I'm so fresh, like, it is so challenging at this time. But I mean, that baby, like, just anytime you look at that baby, it's the craziest thing. It's like everyone says, it's like nothing you can explain. Like, creating life from your body is just the craziest situation. And then, like, you know, bringing it into this world, and like, you go from being a pregnant person with no children to being a mom in 1 second. And it's just such an odd experience, and it's, but it's the most amazing and fulfilling experience. And then you just have this life to take care of. And you know, she looks at you and, or he looks at you, and it's just the craziest thing. And you know that you get to have it forever, which is amazing. But I mean, and I think just, I don't know. It's the most exciting thing to know too. You get to be there the whole time for its whole life while it grows and changes. And you know, like, you're like, this is crazy. Like, this is the rest of my life. I get to experience this with this child, and just see so many exciting things happen for them. So I don't know. It just kind of, you know, giving that to somebody that is just so amazing. And also just going through it with your husband or whoever you get to go through it with is so magical. And like, you never love anyone more after that.
Wow. You made it through that whole thing without crying. I'm proud of you.
I'm like holding it together, trying not to tear up over here.
No, but Cammy, it's pretty amazing.
Yeah. How do you feel, Cam?
It's crazy. It's like everyone says it, and until you go through it, you just can't explain. Yeah. There are no words to describe when you hold that little baby in your hands and on your chest for the first time. It is the wildest feeling in the whole world, and it's, that's when you, you know, your crazy brain goes, oh, I could do this 79,000 times.
Because maybe Cammy's crazy brain.
It's so amazing. You like, you forget everything and you almost feel like you really could, you know? And I mean, also it's honestly, if I'm coming from a very honest place, it's mostly good. Like, we've been talking about all the bad things and the stresses and this and that. And I think sometimes people are afraid to just be like, hey, it's actually going awesome. And I love being sleep deprived because you're so in love with your child. It's crazy how positive the experience is, because on paper, it might sound like a nightmare, but it's not at all. It's wonderful and it's beautiful. And you find yourself just honestly like loving it, you know, majority of the time. You know, there's times when you're so exhausted and tired and that's not your favorite time. But I would say like majority of it, you're so in love with this baby. And that's like what keeps you, that's what keeps you going, and that's what makes you do it.
Yeah, and having like these first, and having this like, you know, first couple of months at home with the baby is like something I've never experienced before. Obviously, no one does until it happens. And having that family time that's never, you've never had before is like just, that's amazing. And it's so lucky, and it's like I'm trying to cherish every day because it is like such a special time. And I think, you know, so rare that we get to take that time for ourselves and for our families. And it's nice. It's really nice. Mm. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Are there any last words of advice you have for people who
for working moms or soon to be working moms, or the fears you had before you had a baby and how it would affect your job and what you've learned at this point?
I would say I'm pretty sure, and you've heard it before, but there is no right time to have a baby. So just have a baby.
Cammy's looking at me.
Kayla, do you want to have a baby?
Just have a baby, Kayla.
I seriously want everyone around me to have a baby right now because it is so awesome and fun, and I want everyone to like feel what I'm feeling. But for someone with a career, I think I was probably a little scared to have a baby maybe too early or at this time or at that time. And, you know, there's been tons of issues since I've had the baby that have been made worse because I have a baby, and it's all going to be okay. Yeah. I just feel like when you're ready in your personal life, don't let your career affect it too much, because you'll be able to do it and you'll figure it out.
That's great advice.
Yeah, definitely. It's never going to be a good time, but it's also never a bad time.
Yeah.
It all will work out. And I feel like, yeah, I mean, I was very scared to get pregnant. And I had this thing in my head that it was going to be like the worst experience ever, but it actually wasn't. It was a really good experience and I enjoyed it. I loved it. It's a good life change. And I feel like it also does get you prepared to be a mom. And so by the time you actually have that baby, going through that 9 months of pregnancy does prepare you. So it's really not that scary. You're like ready by then. And I think everyone's a little more ready than they realize.
Mm. Love that. Thank you guys so much for sharing this.
Where can our listeners find you guys?
We are on Instagram. I am Cammy Mumu.
And I'm Cologne Mumu.
And our website is www.showmeyourmumu.com, where you can see all of the clothes we make.
And at Show Me Your Moo Moo as well.
Oh,
on Instagram.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Which is so
Milk
fun.
Brain. And at Show Me Your Moo Moo on Instagram. Please follow us.
And don't you have a wedding one as well for the Moo Moo?
Yes.
Moo Moo Weddings.
And Moo Moo Weddings at Moo Moo Weddings. And Moo Moo Venice at Moo Moo Venice.
Yeah, if you want to follow our store.
We like a theme. And please, any moms listening to this, feel free to like DM us or comment on our pictures and stuff on our personal, because like I was saying earlier, I really do love connecting with moms online and sharing stories and advice. And it's a really cool thing that social media does. One of the positives of social media for sure.
Yeah. You guys are the best. This was so
you
fun.
Guys are the
Thank
best.
You so Thanks, much.
We were really
for
nervous. This is our first podcast. We're honored.
This podcast is brought to you by Smilf, returning to Showtime with all new episodes starting January 20th. Bridget Bird is redefining what it means to be young, single, and a mom. Raw, honest, and relatable, Smilf stars Frankie Shaw, Rosie O'Donnell, and Connie Britton. Only on Showtime.
Thanks so much, you guys, for listening to our episode with the Moo Moo Girls. In 2 weeks, we sit down with Rachel Pringle.
It's going to be a wild episode. We talk all about owning your womanhood, what that means, and power to the pussy.
It's incredible. So stay tuned in 2 weeks. You won't want to miss this.
Directionally Challenged is a production of Pineapple Productions.
Producer and director Jack Ferry.
Producer and editor Melissa DeMont.
Post-production sound by Chris Henry.
Production assistance by Adriana Montegudo.
Logo design by Natalia Vasquez.
And music by Joe King.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.